Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain bazaar. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
UFOs, extraterrestrials, and the Bible. The drone thingy is becoming increasingly concerning. Ray is stepping down. Well, did he cop a deal? So what is the deal? What will the deep state do to derail the Trump train this time? Biden's pardons are all about Biden. You can bet on that. And you're going to be totally unsurprised about what this creeper is doing with pardons now. My friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Merry Christmas, my dear friends. Let's jump into our content, UFOs, extraterrestrials, and the Bible. By now, you have seen some of the drone images. Whoever is sending these up into the skies over New Jersey and elsewhere is certainly not trying to hide. I've looked at a plethora of pictures of these things. Steve Skoge, if I pronounce his name correctly, has collected a slew of them and he posted them on his X-Files. The link is here. Here is a summary of the facts as we know them at present. One. They're large, commercial, industrial-sized drones, or what you would expect from the military, described as car-sized and some as large as a bus. And there are very many of them, described as swarms, appearing in multiple sets of what appears to be three moving in concert, or one larger one with multiple lights, and then groups of as many as 13 to 30 in one report. Too large and too many. To be mere pranksters playing with their drones, I guess we all can agree to that. As I pointed out, whoever is doing this wants to be seen. Now, number three, Defense Secretary Austin III is navel-gazing. I don't know what else to call his response to this. Mute. Until pressure finally built sufficient to compel him to say something, to do something. And here's what he did. He signed a paper. Quote, a new strategy for countering effects of unmanned systems, end quote. What? Countering the effects of unmanned systems? Is this some kind of joke? What would those effects be, pray tell? I guess we'll find out if one of them delivers a tactical nuclear payload or hits a target like a kamikaze drone. You know, the sort of suicide drones Russia is right now launching into Ukraine by the thousands. And that have been used elsewhere by Iran and so on. This article tells us Austin has been concerned about this since 2021, and he's just now getting around to signing a piece of paper. Unbelievable. I am somewhat familiar with the standing protocols for addressing UFOs entering into our airspace, especially when moving in and around the airspace of our military installations, and it doesn't require the Secretary of Defense to go into his office and sign a paper. It's already been signed. The protocol is already in place. You go up there and you engage them. You find out what's going on. I'll get into that a little bit more in a moment. The Pentagon comes out finally and speaks to this and tells us they are not military or Department of Defense drones. They claim they do not know who is sending these into our airspace, nor where they go when they've completed whatever mission they're on. The Pentagon claims ignorance regarding any purpose they serve. However, there is one thing they know. And apparently, if you include the tone of the spokesman for the Pentagon, they know this with certainty. It's not Iran. No, it's not Iran. We know that. Well, at least you know something. And the Iranians have not sent a mothership out, although we've got reports elsewhere that tell us that a mothership was sent out about some months ago. And there's no mothership just outside the waters. Well, that's easy enough to prove or establish. Let's put the satellites to work. What do you say? Anyway, this is unreal. But this is something they know. There's no way, I believe, for half a moment, these swamp monsters of war don't know exactly what these drones are about. Really, they can satellite track a missile from space, but they can't lock onto any of these drones and follow them. Now, there has been talk about some cloaking technology China's developed. What are we not being told? The DOJ and the FBI are saying the same things we heard recently from the Pentagon. Essentially a shrug and a questioning look, somewhat demure response. But where are our intelligence services, such as the CIA, NASA, the DNI? Have they all resigned and left and we didn't even know about it? Mute, not a word. So what's the White House saying? Well, essentially what the Pentagon said. However, they would add a kind of spirit of, don't worry, be happy. You can almost hear Jean-Pierre breaking out into, don't worry, be happy. And Biden toddles off to the nearest potty. One wonders, has Trump been briefed on all of this? He's supposed to be, as the incoming president. We know the phenomenon is not limited to the U.S. territory. Similar reports emerged in the U.K., where drones were spotted over, quote, at least four joint military bases in the United Kingdom, end quote. That's number six. And now number seven, we know that the excuse we have heard explaining why our government has not responded to these drones is bogus. For example, we can't just go up and shoot them down because, one, we don't know who's behind this or why. That is, it might be China. And we have to wait for permission from China puppet Biden before we engage them. Or we know it's China. And Xi has told us to stand down. While this is going on here, China is putting on massive and spectacular drone shows in the Sino skies. Drones flying in formation with lights depicting 1,000-foot men, are they soldiers, running across the night sky. That's quite a feat. Pretty spectacular. And the one I used for the show this weekend, a drone depiction of a great dragon moving across the sky, actually with its head down over a city. Looks like it's about ready to devour it. These are very concerning. What is the message of all of this? Because they're always about a message. And then number two, if they are equipped with explosives, we might trigger the explosives over populated areas if we engage them. Friend, that's foolishness. Let me explain why. They're not occupying the skies 24/7, and they come in off the waters. When they vacate, well, I think we should send our own instruments of destruction up there to occupy that space. Take it over. Own it. It is ours, friend. Don't just leave it vacant for them to use. You know, there's somebody flying these things, folks. You ever think about that? They don't have a mind of their own. They didn't just jump into the air. Somebody somewhere is looking at a screen and flying these things. So when they come and they see that we have an aerial armada waiting for them, and they turn around, we follow them. And then we get out over the sea where it's somewhat safe and just send them to Davy Jones' locker. Along with the mothership of Iran, if that is out there, sink it. I agree with Flynn on that one. To send menacing drones into our airspace without so much as a hello is not only rude, it's an act of war. And you know that China lately sent two spy drones over Taiwan, only a few hours in advance of initiating a military exercise around Taiwan. Are these drones an advanced surveillance or a testing of their target? Testing our defenses or our will to respond? So, what do I make of all this? Well, first, the whole interdimensional versus extraterrestrial thing should not concern you. The surprising thing is that we have more power over the will of Satan and his devils than we have over men. As for interdimensional, tune in Saturday night. I'll take a deep dive on that. You'll find it fascinating. It's nonsense. Truly, it's the children of disobedience under the influence of Satan that is our greatest concern. So, briefly, a UFO, unidentified flying object, is any flying object you can't identify. And just because you can't identify it, or won't identify it, that doesn't mean it crossed interstellar space to get here, either benign or malignant. As for extraterrestrial beings, well, that's a given. Yeah, that includes any sentient creature that is not indigenous to this planet or dependent upon this planet for its survival. As Elijah and Elisha were walking along, suddenly a chariot of fire with horses of fire appeared and separated Elijah from Elisha. Elijah was then carried off by a whirlwind into heaven. It's all in 2 Kings 2. You'll find it is quite fascinating. Later, Elisha and his servant were on a hill in Dothan when a host of the Syrian army surrounded them. The servant cried, "Alas, master, what shall we do?" This is in 2 Kings 6, by the way. Elisha says to him, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." 2 Kings 6:16. Elisha then prayed for the young man to have eyes to see what was already there, but he couldn't see. That's when the young man saw that the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire, spiritual entities that have real existence in this world, who are present even though we can't see them. And these horses and chariots of fire were protecting Elisha from that physical army. Ezekiel saw what he described as a whirlwind, perhaps the whirlwind that took up Elijah. And this whirlwind was generating a cloud around it. Inside the cloud, he saw a fire enfolding itself, bright light swirling with the color of amber coming out of the midst of the fire. It's all in Ezekiel chapter 1. As he continued observing this strange UFO, he saw the appearance of wheels decorated with ornamentation, apparently, that was the color of beryl. Perhaps that was an inscription on the wheel. And when this object moved, it appeared as a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Ezekiel 1:16. He also described four living creatures associated with this craft, and they are clearly extraterrestrial beings with sentience. Now, I spoke to this in my last Brain Massage Live, where I have more time to develop stuff like this. And the post date for that is 12/12/24. I'll speak to this some more Sunday night at 5 p.m. at the Lighthouse, 1310 West Bedaravia Road in Santa Maria, California. Come on by for the holidays. I don't believe that's what we're dealing with here. But if we were, there would be less concern to be afraid. Our captain, Jesus Christ, is Lord over all powers, including the power of Satan, who is called the prince of the power of the air. The smallest saint can align himself or herself under Christ's authority and in his name, resist Satan himself or any of his angels, and they will be compelled to flee. James 4:7. We have been given power over all the power of the enemy. We can crush them like scorpions or snakes, something to be done carefully, but may be done effectively if we wear our gospel shoes, okay? If we war with the weapons he's given us, essentially prayer and the declaration of his word. I think, however, that these are physical phenomena. They are things, machines. The only reasons I can offer to explain how it is our government is responding to all of this is, one, NASA, with the DOD and with the full knowledge of the swamp monsters of the Pentagon, are trying to set up a mass hysteria event, trying to pull off a Orson Welles thing, you know? You've heard of that when he gave a talk on his show describing aliens landing and people were killing themselves. It was really crazy. And our would-be Orson Welles today want to drive enough of the population, I think, into a panic that would justify declaring martial law or something like that. And perhaps by this block, the certification or after that, the inauguration of President Trump. They are that crazy. I'm not saying this is what I know is going on. I'm just suggesting that this would make sense of it. These jokers are trying to trigger World War III as my number two suggestion. And they want it to ignite now before Trump is inaugurated or soon after. And in the first case, perhaps it'll interfere with him getting inaugurated. In the second case, it'll keep him so busy, he won't have time to go after them. That seems plausible. Number three, current leaders of NASA with the DOD, CIA, DNI, DOJ, and FBI are staging for negotiation power with Trump to get clemency or pardons for crimes they have not been charged with yet. That's a little farther out, farther afield, but it could be. These people are insane. In this case, it seems unlikely, but in this case, perhaps these drones will be used against specific targets intended to cripple the U.S., or at least to cripple Trump. To put him in a box again, they used COVID last time. Drones this time? Or number four, perhaps, these are an enemy combatant. One thing that makes that unlikely, it seems to me, is the fact that they're showing us their hand. That would mean they want to negotiate, but with who? Biden? There would be no point in negotiating with Biden. Trump is not going to surrender America to them without a fight. So if they intend to fight, I don't think they would show their hand, even so. We have nothing to fear. Christ is also the Lord over all kings of the earth. Revelation 1:5, Ephesians 1:21, all over the place in the Bible. We are kings and priests unto God, translated into his kingdom right now, and appointed to be his ambassadors to the kings and the people of this earth. These are official positions of rank under the king, whose entry into the world we will celebrate in a few days. And as it is that this nation has come under the rule of an administration that acknowledges Christ as king. Check out how powerful that was with Nebuchadnezzar. And that Jesus is Lord, and do so openly and publicly. And we as priests have access to his throne to petition his aid. I think we have every reason to hope he will have mercy, pity our shortcomings, and there are many. Hear our prayers and grant us an extension to turn this country back to its founding roots. And we can appeal to what they appealed to then, the protection of divine providence. The Bible tells us God has not given us a spirit of fear, 1 Timothy 1:7. If we respond to this with fear, we give ourselves to the power of our enemies. However, if we respond with faith, we will overcome. All right, I need to take a short break.
We all think of home during this time of year. You can almost smell the memories in the air and see reminders everywhere. And they all point to home. I remember walking up the path to Grandma's house in Georgia, the strong fragrance of pine and earth. And as I approached the old house, the distinct aroma of hot berry pie stirred expectations of some really good things to come. You know, the soul and spirit of a man needs a home. The distinct fragrances of the Word of God, the Word of Truth, leads the soul to its home. Lighthouse Baptist Church is inviting you to come home for the holidays, where the hearths of our hearts are warm with the love of God, where truth is welcome, where, like Julie found, you'll be surrounded with faces smiling with the joy of the Lord that share your values and your beliefs, where God-fearing patriotism is still alive and well, where prayer is first because God and His kingdom are first, where burdens are lifted, where friends are true. Come on home for the holidays. See you in church.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps, the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that will still try to steal our liberties. Ray is stepping down as FBI director. Did he cop a deal? Let me say here that I pray, and you pray with me, that God will give Trump wisdom, and he will understand, I believe he does, but he'll be protected from any temptation to give in to these people and give them any sort of way out of responsibility for their wicked, treasonous actions. That would be a major injustice to the American people, not to speak of the effrontery it would be to God by whose grace he has been vindicated. If not a deal for Ray, what is the deal here? We know the Inspector General, Horowitz, not trusted by conservatives, has now published his report on FBI involvement in the J6 insurrection. He stipulates that the FBI had 26 confidential human sources embedded among the protesters and that some of these went into the Capitol. Now, friend, we've known all along that some FBI resources dressed as MAGA protesters were there. But remember that every resource is assigned to an FBI agent. Horowitz did not mention them. Deep state swamp creatures always protect their own, you know. And hey, Ray, what about Ray? Ray won't say who is Ray Epps. He stalled, hemmed, and hawed during interrogations like a slithering snake, avoiding the question of whether there were FBI agents or other FBI assets, such as confidential human resources, CHRs, embedded among the protesters. This is one of the most guarded secrets of J6. The Inspector General's report stipulates that there were at least three of these 26 that were tasked by FBI field offices there to report on specific terrorism case subjects. The other 23 all decided to attend freelance, I guess. That many. Okay, names and faces, friend. Come on, cough it up. Names and faces. No more secrets about this. Listen, if you're going to use this event to charge American citizens there to lawfully protest, and you're going to charge them with insurrection, well, friend, you don't get to hide information necessary to their defense from the American people. We don't trust you. You're a pack of liars. And what's that? Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. None of the J6 protesters has been charged with insurrection. Ta-da! Yeah, almost all of the 1,700 plus held in prison right now are rotting in their cells this Christmas for trespassing, disorderly conduct. What about a pardon for these, Biden? No. But pedophiles? Now, that's different. I'm getting ahead of myself. But can you figure out why we despise you and have zero confidence in you or in your word about anything? All of you. Repeatedly, we were told there were no FBI assets at the protest or in the Capitol. We've always known you were lying because of reports from the protesters who spotted some of you and outed you. Like Ray Epps, remember him? Showed up on the FBI Most Wanted list, and then his face suddenly disappeared from the list when questions began to surface about who is this guy. They had to reveal his name because it was already published, but two others were mysteriously removed also from that list whose names we don't have. One of them wore an earpiece and was filmed carrying what appeared to be a concealed handgun on his left hip, quote unquote. This guy is known as hashtag Ginger Gun. His face appeared on the list for over 5 months before it was removed without explanation. But it happened to be the same day the New York Times reported that an FBI informant was at the Capitol on January 6, quote unquote. Now, how about this little mystery, Mr. Ray? Quote, a second unidentified man was filmed beating police officers, with a baton during the riot. The FBI said the man was wanted for assaulting a federal law enforcement officer, but the agency removed that man from its most wanted list without explanation in late February. How does that happen? Online sleuths call this guy hashtag Hardy Jacket Baton Man. But now Epps. This one's particularly interesting. Mr. Ray, Epps was filmed, quote, in the hours leading up to the riot, urging Trump supporters to enter the Capitol to stop the certification, end quote. And what's really weird is that this guy has been fully outed. His whereabouts are known by the FBI, but he has not been arrested or charged for his actions. And it gets even weirder. It turns out that Epps was a, quote, former head of the Arizona Oath Keepers militia group, end quote. Excuse me? Embedding a little product in the Oath Keepers? Undercover? Mr. Ray, you don't arrest a former president of a group that has been on the FBI radar since Obama, the Oath Keepers, that your agency has associated with domestic terrorism, who was caught on film agitating J6 protesters to enter into the Capitol, who was with the first group of rioters, by the way, who broke through a police barrier on Capitol grounds, but you put a grandmother in jail because she entered the Capitol to pray? The court sentenced her for, quote, entering and remaining and disorderly conduct in a restricted building and disorderly conduct and demonstrating in a Capitol building, end quote. So what was her disorderly conduct? Her prosecutors, wanted 10 months behind bars for the feisty granny. But the judge was under huge public pressure on, and they were, the people were on his case because she had been out there telling him what a dictator that guy is and how he abused justice from his bench. And he was angry. So he reduced her sentence to 6 months house arrest, but only after berating her mercilessly from the bench for exposing his ill temper to the world with her public statement. Now for some other happy transition news. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who confirmed all but one of Biden's picks, finally got our message. She's been under fire for her threats to oppose some of Trump's picks and recently said, the approach is going to be everybody line up. If you want to survive, you better be good. Don't get on Santa's naughty list here because we will primary you, end quote. The arrogance and hubris of these rhinos is galling. Look, sweetie, is that demeaning enough for you? You want to Santa Claus us? Look, sweetie, no one is sending a list to Santa. We're sending a message to you. We're done with globalist Democrats masquerading as conservative Republicans. So, yeah, I'd say the stars are aligned in favor of sense and sanity returning to Congress and the Senate, and you're out of formation for the march of this army. No more middle of the road is remaining on the road of freedom. Choose a side or be set aside. Mess around with our freedom and find out. What will the resistance do to derail the Trump train this time? Oh, obstruct and plant as many political roadblocks as possible. But most concerning is the Equality Act. Look, do all you can to send whatever message you can, loud and clear as you can, to all of our representatives in the House and Senate to block every attempt to pass that wicked Equality Act. This vile act will force the LGBT and Q agenda on every person in every place, including churches and religious schools, daycares and shelters. It embraces all 549 sexual paraphilias. It's nonsense. As the Q, standing for queer, includes all of it. I've said that to you before. Forces churches, schools, and Christian institutions to hire, retain, and promote any of those Q perversions. Requires schools, businesses, and churches to allow men in women's restrooms and showers, locker rooms, dormitories, overnight stays, and sports. It forces healthcare providers and hospitals to perform abortions from conception to birth, including dispensing chemical abortion drugs. And that's even those who would be compelled to do so against their conscience. It requires public funding of abortion, hormones, and mutilating surgeries while mandating that private insurance and religious organizations pay for such procedures. It revokes the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. You remember why we did that? Thus stripping people of faith and religious organizations of a religious freedom defense to LGBTQ and abortion. It applies even to online spaces such as websites, social media, web hosting, emails, and so on. And the consequences for non-compliance will include all of the following and more. 1. Revoke tax-exempt status of churches and religious schools. Revoke accreditation of colleges and universities. And massive bankrupting lawsuits by the U.S. Department of Justice, making us a target for them to come after. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and private individuals and so on. This is the most expansive weaponization of government that you could imagine against the freedoms of the American people. Biden's pardons are all about Biden. You're going to be totally unsurprised about what this creeper is doing with pardons now. Now, no one has abused the power of the pardon and the presidency like Biden has. But now he is using his power to release pedophiles. And not just any pedo. Are you ready for this? Biden, acting as president of the United States, granted clemency to Shanlin Jin, quote, a convicted pedophile who possessed a horrifying collection of 47,000 child pornography images, including videos depicting the brutal abuse of infants and toddlers by adult men, end quote. Man, I need to wrap up the show today. Listen, my friend, in order to restore justice, judgment must be meted out to all who committed crimes against humanity, Fauci et al., and crimes against the public liberties. That would be Biden and Ray and Mayorkas and, well, the rest of them. And listen to this little bit of biblical wisdom from Solomon. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. I come to a new audience here, and I need to get a feel for who you are. Okay, my old audience, they would call me, stuff like that, but this new, you're not responding to my appeal to call me. So leave me a message on our listener response hotline. Let me know you're there. 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. I look forward to seeing you in
Come on home for the holidays. See you in church.
Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.